Meet the new faces of outsourcing at CloudStaff. We are hard workers, thought leaders, and fantasy football commissioners. We're just like you, only our office is a little further down the hall. Forget faceless outsourcing. Forget cubicle farms. Our teams of professionals have the skills and systems to step in and fit in seamlessly. CloudStaff. Take your business to the clouds at info.cloudstaff.com.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Ford Stokes.
And welcome to the Active Wealth Show, activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. And as you're driving around here on this Saturday morning, you may have questions about who an activator is. An activator is someone who listens to this show, to the Active Wealth Show, who also is looking to build a successful retirement. They're looking to build a fee-efficient, market-efficient, and even more importantly, a tax-efficient portfolio so they can have success over their 35-plus year retirement. Many of us are going to actually be retired longer than the years that we worked, and so we've got to make sure that we make the money last. So I want to tell you what we're going to talk about on today's show. We're going to talk about four things in our four segments. Number one is we're going to do a market update, but with that market update in segment one here, we're going to talk about Roth ladder conversion. And then segment two, we're going to give you a retirement income example that is remarkable, that's going to help out a young single lady who's divorced now and still working as a surgical technician here in the Atlanta area. And then number three, we're going to talk about three investment strategies for 2021. And then we're going to talk about three retirement cost cutters in segment four that you're going to want to hear. Both of those are part of our 7-week series where we're sharing three investment strategies for 2021 and three retirement cost cutters for 2021 in these first weeks of 2021. And we hope everybody is getting ready for Valentine's Day tomorrow. Sam Davis, our esteemed executive producer, has joined us. And Sam, she probably is not listening to the show, so I can go ahead and tell you. I got her a Louis Vuitton keychain that was made from an old Louis Vuitton real purse that was made on Etsy. And she's been wanting one for a couple of years now after she's gotten the purses and everything. She wanted something that was a little bit crafty.
That sounds really cool. That's actually a really good idea, to reuse like an old beautiful bag and turn it into something new. I think she'll really like that.
Yeah, so we got a shot. So what are you getting your brand new bride, Sam?
I think what I will be doing is more of an experience. We've got the honeymoon coming up in a couple weeks, so we've got a big trip coming up. So I think what we're going to do is a nice dinner at home from scratch, ground up, maybe some handmade pasta. We got a lot of bottles of wine for wedding gifts, so maybe we'll crack into a couple of those and just enjoy a nice candlelight dinner at home.
That sounds very responsible, because you won't be drinking and driving because you'll be home.
That's right.
With you and the pets. Okay. All right, so let's get into our market update here.
Your Active Wealth market update.
First of all, there were 793,000 people who filed for unemployment last week for the first time. We're now, you know, well over 74 million people who have filed for unemployment. It's basically over 40% of the workforce here in the United States. And that's a lot of orphan 401ks out there. And listen, if you're driving around and you have recently gained access to your 401k and you don't know what to do with it, whether it's because of a layoff or because you changed jobs, and you're thinking about rolling it into your brand new 401k, I would encourage you not to do that. I would encourage you to go ahead and take control of your old 401k dollars, those orphan 401k dollars, and take control of that and invest into an IRA that we can manage for you with tactical asset allocation, or you can manage yourself by maybe working with some Vanguard ETFs and mutual funds, things like that. But you should take control of it, and you should stop paying admin fees. You should also give yourself the ability to have more investment options out there. So that's something to consider, as we've seen so many 401ks come available as orphan 401ks. It's like a disproportionate share, and we'd love the opportunity to help you with that. All you have to do is visit activewealth.com. That's activewealth.com. And just click the set an appointment button in the upper right corner. We're happy to help you with that. Or you can give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Then just continuing on with our market update, the U.S. equity markets opened near record highs on Thursday after President Biden held his first call with President Xi Jinping. I'm not necessarily a fan of the current United States president. I voted for President Trump, but he is the president in the White House right now, so I at least have to mention him in market updates. President Biden affirmed his priorities of protecting the American people's security, prosperity, health, and a way of life, and preserving a free and open Indo-Pacific, the White House said. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 32 points or 0.1%, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite were higher by 0.28% and 0.56%, respectively. The Dow finished at a record high on Wednesday, while the S&P and NASDAQ ended just below their own peaks. In stocks, Uber Technologies' quarterly net loss narrowed by 20% as a booming food delivery business helped to partially offset further weakness in ride sharing. PepsiCo said quarterly revenue rose 8.8% from a year ago as the COVID-19 pandemic led to increased demand for snacks and beverages. Shocker there, right? We're all at home more, and a lot of us are picking up that COVID-19 pounds. So that's why I'm back out playing Alta tennis, so I can avoid getting all the way up there to the COVID-19 pounds there. The company expects earnings revenue growth to be consistent with its long-term objectives. And then MGM Resorts International saw a 53% year-over-year decline in quarterly revenue as its casino business in Las Vegas and Macau continued to reel in the wake of COVID-19. The company expects demand in Las Vegas to return later this year and said its sports betting unit, BetMGM, will be in 20 markets by year end. Walt Disney Company will release its quarterly results after the market close, and then on Thursday of this week. And then in deals, Kraft Heinz Company agreed to sell its nuts business to Hormel Foods Corp for $3.35 billion in cash. The deal includes the Planters Nut Brand Nutrition and Planters Cheese Balls and Corn Nuts brands. Kind of like the Planters Cheese Balls there. That's good. And then, we also saw in commodities, West Texas Intermediate crude fell 11 cents to $58.57 per barrel, and gold ticked up $1.30 to $1,844.10 an ounce. So that's kind of your market update. And what we promised is kind of talk through Roth ladder conversion and a couple of examples here. But remember, when you're moving, I'm going to get through one example here in this first segment. We've got like 3 minutes left. I wanted to share that, you know, when you're doing a Roth ladder conversion, you're moving a portion of your IRA to your Roth IRA each year over, let's say, a 5 to 7 to 10 year period. And you're trying to keep your tax rate at 24% or lower. And your effective tax rate, if you're converting at, say, you know, all the way up to the 24% bracket, if you're married filing jointly at $328,900, that's the top of the 24% bracket. You're going to be somewhere in the 22 to 24% effective tax rate. The 24% is your top marginal tax bracket. And that's the highest rate you're going to pay because we're in a progressive tax system. But I wanted to give you an example of Andy and his wife, Margaret. They're both age 62 years old. His IRA is $1.25 million. They've also got a $400,000 investment account, and they're converting $250,000 a year. They're going to live off of her $450,000 IRA over the period. Plus, they're going to file for Social Security at age 67 or at 66 in a few months. And so the average rate of return that they're getting, just as an example, average rate of return is 9.95%. And they will pay the taxes they will save off of $1.25 million is $786,000, $184.21. So 786, 184, 21 is the amount they will save. And then the taxes and inheritance saved together over a 35-year retirement and what their two children are going to save is a total of $1.183 million. And that's off of a $1.25 million IRA. And so I want to be clear about something. They're using their $400,000 investment account to pay the taxes. So every dollar that leaves their IRA and moves to their Roth IRA goes dollar for dollar, and they're paying the taxes on each conversion each year out of their taxable investment account. And not everybody has that luxury, but also if you have just an IRA and you don't have investment accounts or index universal life insurance or other investments out there to help pay the taxes on these Roth conversions, what you would do is just take, you know, 20, 22 plus percent out of each conversion and pay directly to the U.S. government and to the IRS. And you have to pay that within one quarter of doing the conversion within that same quarter. You can't wait till the following year, the following tax year, or following April 16th. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about our word of the week. We're going to talk about some retirement income examples, and we'll continue on with another Roth ladder conversion example. You listen to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer, and we're glad you're with us. And welcome back, Activators, to the Active Wealth Show. And we're so glad you're with us. So we're talking about Roth ladder conversions right now. And listen, these Roth ladder examples we're giving you, I'm giving you two today. I just gave you the example of Andy and Margaret, and they saved a total in taxes for over their 35-year retirement. They saved $786,184.21. That's projected based on current U.S. tax law and U.S. tax rates with our seven brackets, where 37% is our highest top marginal tax rate currently, although that President Biden, his campaign promise was to raise all of our taxes. Not sure how he got elected, stating that he was going to absolutely raise all of our taxes. But that is the amount of money that Andy and Margaret are going to save over a 35-year retirement. We're basically assuming that that Margaret at least lives to age 97, I guess. Normally it's, we do it to 95 years old, but they're 62 and in great shape. And I want to give you another one. I've got a lot of females that are either divorced or widowed or just straight single that work with us, and they trust us with all the money they have left in their lives. And one of the ways we reduce risk for those ladies is to reduce the future tax risk that's involved. And so we've got Diana, who's a divorced female. She's 60 years old. She used to work for a large software development company here in Atlanta that's based in Alpharetta. And her IRA is $800,000. And she's got a car fund that continues to grow because she's gone over 15 years with her Subaru Outback. And I'm super proud of her. She's done great. We've obviously changed her first name to protect the innocent. But she's going to convert $100,000 a year for 10 years. And what she's going to do is pay the taxes out of her car fund with each conversion. So she's moving money from her IRA to her Roth IRA dollar for dollar each year, so that she's maximizing the amount of dollars that are going in the fully tax-free and tax-deferred bucket. So your IRA is your tax-deferred bucket, right? Well, the Roth IRA is completely tax-free, and it also grows tax-deferred, but it's completely tax-free, both the principal and the gains, because you're paying the taxes on the conversion. The medicine on the Roth conversions is really just a waiting period. You need to wait 5 years from the time you start the Roth IRA when you're doing contributions, and you also need to wait 5 years from the time you do a conversion for each conversion, but it's not compounding. It's not like the 5 years adds to another 5 years, so it's 10 years. It's, let's say you convert $100,000 and then you have growth on it for, let's say, 10% a year for a simple interest growth of 10% a year for 5 years. So you've got $150,000 just for easy math. Then you get at the end of year five, the beginning of year six, the day one of year six, you get to take out any amount of money you want out of the $150,000. Also, a lot of people don't know this, but there's an actual Roth conversion form that you file with your custodian. Our number one custodian happens to be TD Ameritrade, and TD Ameritrade is the holder of the money. So there's no Madoff with your money situation like how it happened in New York with Bernie Madoff. The money is your money. It is your account. At Active Wealth Management and Brookstone Capital Management, we cannot take possession of your assets ever. And we just have limited trading authority within your accounts to protect and grow your money. We reallocate your investments every single month. We also have a very diversified menu of portfolios and also structured notes and flash notes and things that are exclusive to our offerings, and also can offer a typical higher coupon rate than you can get if you go to a bank. We'll get into those next week. We're going to do a full show dedicated next week to diversification and structured notes, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. But this week we're talking about these Roth ladder conversions, and I want to give you this example. So Diana she's got $800,000 again in her IRA. She's got a car fund that she just keeps investing. And the way she built that car fund is she started investing the money she would have paid for a luxury vehicle into her account each month. And she's done that for 15 plus years. So she's taken like $1,200 a month and just putting it away, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing. Well, and we're assuming an average rate of return around 8%. Well, the taxes saved during her 35 plus year retirement is $502,960. That's a significant savings over a 35 plus year retirement on an $800,000 IRA. If you want your money to go further during your retirement years, I strongly recommend that you consider a Roth ladder conversion. And if you have not even looked at doing a Roth ladder conversion with your IRA, your 403B, your 401K, your SEP IRA, or your simple IRA, then I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, that's 770-685-1777. Deborah and her team are ready to take your calls here on the Saturday. Also, you can just visit activewealth.com and we'll help you immediately. But we'll do a full workup, and you're going to get a portfolio analysis that analyzes your current portfolio for the fees you're paying, the risk you're taking, and the correlation of your assets. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to give you a financial plan to your 95th birthday. Absolutely no cost to you. The portfolio analysis is at no cost to you. With your current plan, we're going to give you with your current plan. It has nothing to do with us. And then the third thing we're going to give you is what your retirement looks like to age 95, a full financial plan with our recommended portfolios and our recommended mix. And then the fourth thing we're going to give you is we're going to give you a financial plan to your 95th birthday with a full implementation of a Roth ladder conversion. And we're going to do all of that at no cost to you. And that's a $1,500 value in planning And we're happy to help you do that. And we do that on the front end for a reason, especially for Active Wealth Show listeners, for our activators out there. We do that on purpose because we want to help you make an informed financial decision about your retirement future. We want you to have a successful retirement. We want happy clients. We have happy clients. And we want to do everything we can to help you plan successfully. But specifically, we want to make sure you have an efficient portfolio. And the one of the things we do as fiduciaries here at Active Wealth, we reduce risk. We reduce the risk that our clients face in the markets at all times. And one of those big risks is tax risk. And let me ask you, do you think taxes are going to go up or down in the future? If you think taxes are going to go up in the future, then you really should visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. And we're happy to help you. You'll get put right into my calendar, and we're happy to have a nice Zoom call with you or meet face-to-face in your home, or you can meet with us in our in one of our three offices at the Perimeter in the King Building. We're right there at the King Queen Building in Perimeter on the 29th floor, or you can come see us in our Kennesaw office or our Cartersville office. We kind of have the 400 corridor taken care of and the 75 and 575 corridors taken care of. And so I would encourage you to visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. Also, you can just give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And we're happy to help you. Roth ladder conversions are a really big deal. We have clients that have converted half of their entire IRAs into Roth IRAs over the last 3 to 4 years during the Trump presidency, because they were anticipating in case someone who wanted to raise the tax rates above what the Trump tax cuts were would eventually get into the White House, and they wanted to convert at a lower tax rate. And they are literally hugging me around the neck and baking me brownies and bringing me things because they're so excited that they've got half their money already into a Roth IRA and they're still in their 60s. Well, you can do the same thing. And the best time to start a Roth ladder conversion is today. You can actually start the planning for a Roth ladder conversion absolutely today. The best time is always to try to start doing it when you retire. But married filing jointly, folks, you have an advantage because you can convert all the way up to $328,900 in total income. You take your income, your Social Security income, plus the amount you convert, and you can add all that up to be $328,900. You can stay at 24% or less in the tax bracket. That's a big deal. And we want to help you do that. Also, individuals, you've got the opportunity to kind of get up into the 160s and convert. It depends on how much it costs you to live. And when we come back from the break, we're also going to talk about our word of the week, which is a multi-year guaranteed annuity. We're also going to give you a retirement income example that one young lady who is a surgical technician here in Atlanta that she's using to generate income for the rest of her life. And she's super excited about it, and also be able to give, you know, a lasting legacy for her daughter. And so we're going to talk about that. And we'll also give you three investment strategies and three retirement cost cutters here in these last two segments. We've got a lot going on in the second half of this show. So we encourage you to come back. Also, be sure to visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button. And we're happy to work with you on a Roth ladder conversion plan, absolutely at no cost to you. Listen, you're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. We'll be right back with some great investment strategies, retirement income story, and also three retirement cost cutters. And welcome back, activators, to segment three here on the Active Wealth Show. And I want to start this segment off right with our Beating the Bank CD segment.
Need a higher rate of return from your safe money? Listen up. It's time to beat the bank CD rates.
Thanks for that, Sam. So the Beat It Bank CDs segment is also our word of the week, which is multi-year guaranteed annuity. One-year bank CDs are averaging 0.5% in annual interest, according to Bankrate.com. Some bank CDs may pay slightly higher, but these are offered by credit unions and internet banks and are not your traditional bricks and mortar banks like Wells Fargo or Truist or Bank of America. Here's the definition of our word of the week. A multi-year guaranteed annuity, or MYGA, is a type of fixed annuity that offers a guaranteed fixed interest rate for a certain period of time, usually from 2 to 5 years. A MYGA is appropriate for someone who is closer to retirement and prefers tax deferral and a guarantee of investment return. With a multi-year guaranteed annuity, you can earn 2.15% on a two-year MYGA or 2.4% annually with a three-year MYGA offered by American Equity, or 3.01% on a five-year MYGA offered by AmeriCo. Also, that two-year MYGA was offered by SILAC Insurance Company, and it's paying 2.15% again, just so you know, 2.15% annually for a two-year period. Also, one big difference between MYGAs and bank CDs, with a bank CD, even if you, let's say you do a two-year bank CD and you don't take any money out, but at the end of year one, you still get a 1099-R from the bank that you've got to report to the IRS as income, interest income, and you have to pay taxes on that money. Whereas if you've got a MYGA, you don't have to pay taxes until you start withdrawing the money from the policy, or if you start doing, or if you actually surrender the policy and take all the money back. And also, MYGAs are 100% financial reserve products versus just 3 to 10% financial reserve with bank CDs, according to FDIC regulations. Personally, I'm more comfortable investing my money in a 100% financial reserve product versus just a 3 to 10% product. How about you? So the FDIC requires, if a bank has over $100 million in deposits, they must have at least 10% cash on hand. And so for me, I would prefer that my company that I invest with reserves 100% of the money I give them into conservative products like the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond. That's what I would prefer. And also, I want to be clear that with MYGAs, your money is not invested in the stock market. Also, with a fixed index annuity, in this retirement income example that I'm going to share right now, is all of the money is invested into the 10-year treasury. And at the end of year one, they take the interest from that investment from the 10-year U.S. treasury bond, that first year interest, and they then take that interest and invest it into options in indexes like the Barclays Atlas 5 or the Credit Suisse Momentum or the JP Morgan Mosaic or the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ 100 or the JP Morgan Cycle Index or an AllianceBernstein Index. There's a lot of different indexes out there, or what they would call indices, right? When you're doing a plural on indexes. And how those indexes perform is how your money is going to grow, because the interest that comes off of your U.S. 10-year treasury each year is then invested into options. Well, that's fantastic. But also, if those options go to zero, let's say in year two that it all goes to zero because the market lost value, the index lost value that year, your money is still invested in the 10-year U.S. treasury, and then your principal and the gains that you made in year one and in year two are locked in. Let's say that losses happen in year three as the example. And so I want to give you an example of retirement income. So we've got a young lady who's got a liquid net worth of about $400,000. She's also making about $60,000 a year, plus some bonus, call it about $80,000 a year. She's got $180,000 in two variable contracts that just matured And those variable annuity contracts now are beyond their surrender periods. And she's been paying 3-6% in fees every year with mortality and expense fees or admin fees, sub-account fees, just a lot of different fees out there. And she's tired of the fees and it hurt the performance of those two variable annuities. And so she's going to roll those over. They're IRA, it's IRA money, it's qualified money. She's taking $180,000 and she's rolling it into a brand new product. And it's a fixed index annuity, not a variable annuity. This one happens to be offered by SILAC Insurance Company. It's their Denali Bonus 14. And she's got $180,000 in premium, but on day one, her account value is worth $198,000. Well, that's fantastic. Now, she can't take that money out right away, but the cash value, there is a surrender period of over 14 years. She's got to leave her money in there, but she can also take out 5% penalty-free withdrawals every single year starting in year two, starting at the beginning of year two. She has to wait a year. But she's planning on waiting till age 67 when she plans to retire. She stands at her feet all day long at working as a surgical technician at different surgery centers and hospitals around Atlanta. And she drives like an 80-mile radius, works very hard for her money, but she does well in that. And she basically is pulling in $80,000, including bonus. And they're also paying for her mileage and things like that. And in year seven, she's going to be able to take out $15,434 a year. That's estimated. This is the non-guaranteed policy values, according to the illustration. But it's also estimating an annual effective rate of return each year of 7.31% in the illustration. That's based on the last 16 years of performance on the Barclays Atlas 5 index. And she's getting $15,434 a year plus her $2,000 a month in Social Security when she turns it on at age 67. That's what's estimated for her. And her expenses are about $2,500 because she's paid her house off. And so she's basically, if nothing happens with SILAC Insurance Company and nothing happens with Social Security, and SILAC Insurance, a company, is a highly rated carrier, triple B plus and above. And as long as Social Security is not touched, she's basically guaranteed to have a successful retirement and actually be able to save money during retirement. Plus, she can keep growing the rest of her principal, which is another $220,000 in her account right now. But she's going to work another 7 years, and she plans on saving a significant portion. Let's say it's at least $14,000 a year off of that income and or more. And so she's in a really good spot because she's done a good job saving money. She could have saved more. That's what she says, but she's paid her house off, which is a really important part of her retirement plan, because her mortgage is not going to eat up a portion or all of her Social Security payment. And that represents 8.57% of her original premium is what's estimated for her to take out in year seven. That's a big deal. Also, what's incredible here is that it actually increases over time because she still is going to be growing her money at 7.31%. And they're estimating that her withdrawals are going to go all the way up to $21,571, and her account value will still be at $411,909 in year 20 when she is 80 years old, because she's 60 years old now. We think that's a big deal. And if you're looking for income and you're looking to grow your assets, because really retirement is about income. It's not just about getting one big number, right? Like they used to put in the ads. It's about growing your assets, but also generating income during retirement. And enjoy your retirement, enjoy the travel part, especially early in your retirement. And if you can also grow your money and get an estimated 7.31% average rate of return each year without market risk, and you're taking some of your money off of the Wall Street blackjack casino table, then I would encourage you to do that. Why wouldn't you replace your bonds the bond portion of your portfolio, delete your advisory fees on bonds, because there are no advisory fees that you have to pay with a fixed index annuity, because the insurance company pays an advisor like myself a commission on the front end, and we're responsible for servicing that annuity through the life of its annuity. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. Why wouldn't you just eliminate and save thousands of dollars a year just in reduced advisory fees if you have a financial advisor, and portfolio fees? Also, if you've got an expense ratio with mutual funds that you have in it, you eliminate those as well. And so if you've got questions about that, or you want to talk to us, I would encourage you to just visit activewealth.com. That's activewealth.com. Just click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and we're happy to help you with the retirement income plan. We'll also help you assess your retirement income gap. And if you have one, or if you have you're in the plus column on your retirement income, we'll share that as well. And when we come back, we're going to talk about new investment strategies for 2021 as part of our 7-week series of 21 investment strategies for 2021. And we'll also give you three more retirement cost cutters, but check out 21costcutters.com and 21 items 2021 for us. And we'll be right back going through all of those examples right after the break. And welcome back, activators, to the fourth segment here of the Active Wealth Show here on this Saturday. And listen, as you're driving around and you've got questions about your retirement and you're just wanting to know, how do you activate your retirement? One is just listen to this show, because you'll learn a lot just by listening to the Active Wealth Show and becoming an activator. And again, we talked about it in the first segment, but an activator is somebody who wants to build a successful retirement. They want to have a fee efficient, market efficient, and tax efficient portfolio. They don't just hang in there with all their investments. They don't do what an ostrich does and bury their head in the sand. And also, if you've been a longtime listener and you've been an activator and someone you consider yourself an activator, and you want to understand, hey, Ford, how do I beat bank CDs? How do I get a better rate of return? Or how do I get a retirement income like the young lady that you talked about in the last segment? Or how do I get a Roth ladder conversion like Dan and Margaret, the example you gave on the married couple? Or how do I get one like the Diana example? How do I save hundreds of thousands of dollars during my retirement with a Roth ladder conversion? All you got to do is call us. Just call us at 770-685-1777, or you can visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. We're happy to help you. We're going to go through three quick retirement cost cutters.
Ready to save some money? Here's our retirement cost cutter of the week.
The first one is shop for lower cost services. Example, you want to shop for lower cost Medicare supplement insurance. Medicare Part D drug plans every 3 to 4 years. It's a little known reality that the hot lower cost Medigap and Medicare Part D plans that were popular 4 to 5 years ago have now taken on more users, and their cost of serving that growing population of Medicare patients is increasing as healthcare utilization inevitably increases, as the patients within that Medicare Medigap and Medicare Part D plan age. Thus, the administrators of those plans are forced to increase premiums to maintain profitability. So you really should be shopping your Medicare Part A and Part D every single 3 to 4 years. Here it kind of says 4 to 5, but I would do it every 3 years if I were you. Then the number two is you want to utilize senior discounts, and also whether it's AAA or AARP or AMAC. AMAC is the one I prefer, is because it is the conservative competitor to AARP. But asking for senior discounts at every retailer and service provider you go to without getting embarrassed. A lot of folks will get embarrassed, especially when movie theaters open back up. It will save you hundreds to thousands of dollars each year if you're asking for senior discounts, whether it's for meals or whether it's for hotels or whether it's for movies or entertainment or whatever. It's just a great way to reduce your costs. And listen, nobody refers themselves as a senior, but, and most of them believe that age is just a number, but it's still a great idea to ask for the senior discount, right? And then number three, our number three retirement cost cutter for this week is reevaluate your life insurance policies. Once your children have grown up and your house is paid off, think about whether you still need to pay for term life insurance. I would encourage you in your 40s and 50s to get an index universal life policy so you can build cash value and generate tax-free retirement income that's in the form of loans against the policy. That's a really good idea. Also be careful in altering any index universal life or whole life insurance policies as they build value. One little known strategy that really works great is to surrender variable life insurance policies. If you own a variable life insurance policy, I would encourage you just to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. We're happy to help you with that. If you want to move the cash value via 1035 tax-free exchange into an index universal life policy, and once the policy is in force with your new life insurance carrier, this will save you 2-5% in fees each year, and the cash value you have built up is no longer at risk in the U.S. stock market because VULs are securities, and they're basically mutual funds wrapped into a life insurance policy. And an IUL can help you grow the cash value in your policy with market-like gains without the market risk and high fees associated with VULs. So those are our three retirement cost cutter examples. Number one is shop for lower cost services. Number two is utilize senior discounts. And number three is reevaluate your life insurance policies. And then let's go into these three quick new retirement investment strategies. Number one is you should get an annuity X-ray. If you've got a variable annuity or a fixed index annuity or a fixed annuity or a multi-year guaranteed annuity, then, or a SPIA, a single premium immediate annuity, then I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. And we're happy to help you. We'll do a full annuity X-ray analysis of your current policy, and we may be able to get you a 5 to 10% bonus on your current money. And all you have to do is move the money, especially if it's out of surrender or close to out of surrender. We could get a bonus that could make up the difference for you. Number two is you want to learn the rule of 100 to properly reduce the risks you are taking within your portfolio. So if you take 100, subtract your age, let's say you're 60 years old, like Diana was in our example, then you're looking at 40% left over, right? So 60 subtracted from 100 is 40. So that means 40% should be at risk in the market and 60% should be not at risk in the market, whether it's in bonds or fixed index annuities. We think it's a little bit more like a 50-50 plan. Half of your money could be in a tactically managed portfolio to reduce your risk that rebalances and reallocates your portfolio every single month. And then half of it should be in a bond replacement strategy with a fixed index annuity as an example, or a combination of that and index universal life policies to give you the income that you need during retirement. And then number three is you want to start following the 4% rule to ensure that you're never going to run out of money. If you don't spend more than 4% of your assets, your principal, your nest egg, the money you have saved up for retirement, for your rainy day throughout all of your retirement, then I would encourage you to just spend no more than 4% of your principal, and you're not going to run out of money. That's hard to do. But if you've got 4% plus your Social Security, let's say you've got $1 million portfolio, 4% of $1 million is $40,000. Let's say you've got, you and your wife have got a total of $36,000 in Social Security benefit a year net of your Medicare surcharges. That's $76,000 to live on. Now, granted, the Social Security income is taxable, and also the money you're taking out of your IRA, that 40 grand is also taxable, but most people can live on that kind of money, especially if they have their house paid off. That would be what I would encourage you to do to start following the 4% rule. And if you're behind in any of those aspects, let's say if you don't have $1 million or you don't have $36,000 coming in on Social Security, or your expenses are way up each month, then I would encourage you to give our office a call and we'll help you get into a plan that is going to work for you. Now let's just go with our final countdown here.
So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown. It's the final
So our final countdown is we got Roth ladder. We gave you Roth ladder conversion examples. We obviously gave you a market update, and there were 793,000 people who filed for unemployment for the first time again this past week, and which is a crazy, still crazy high number. And if you have an orphan 401k or an IRA you're not managing, I'd encourage you to visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. We'll help you there. And then also we talked about, we gave you a retirement income example. We gave you some Roth ladder examples. We gave you the example of a young lady who's a surgical technician here in Atlanta who is generating, is going to generate over $15,000 a year from $180,000 investment 7 years from now when she turns on income, and it's going to increase over time. That was a pretty good example, and she needed that money because that plus of her Social Security, and it still had more than, you know, about 60% of her assets still left over in liquid assets within her IRA. And we're happy to help you with a similar retirement income analysis. We also talked about annuity X-ray. We talked about our three investment strategies and our three retirement cost cutters. And, you know, our three retirement cost cutters were shop for lower cost services, like getting your Medicare Part A and Part D compared to every single three, or at least every 3 years. You want to utilize senior discounts with AAA, ARP, and AMAC. And then number three is you want to reevaluate your life insurance policy and see if you still need those term policies to reduce your costs. And then our three investment strategies were get an annuity X-ray, learn the rule of 100 and follow it, and learn the 4% rule and follow it. That's been our show. It's been an action-packed show. I hope you guys like us giving real-life examples that we work with all of our clients. And we're trying to give you new examples as they're coming to us and as we're meeting with folks via Zoom or even in our office using safe social distancing, or even in their home, again, using safe social distancing. And our goal is to help you reduce your tax risk in the future, reduce the fees that you're paying with your entire investment portfolio, and also reduce some of the market risk out there. I mean, obviously it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride since March of 2020, thanks to the pandemic, social unrest and election uncertainty and things like that. And we're here to help you through that storm. We want to settle things down for you. We want to give you peace of mind to help you invest wisely and help you retire successfully. So I hope you'd go ahead and give us a call at 770-685-1777. And we hope you guys have a great week. And next week, we're going to talk about what it means to work with a private wealth management firm. And you've been listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. And I hope you all have a great week.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.